You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Yeah, we know crime is just not getting any better. And if Kamala Harris is elected, we know it's probably going to get worse. Well, there's something, I say new, but there's an approach people are taking that they think could help deter specifically burglars. Now, I've read in articles that this isn't necessarily new, but it's really getting talked about now.
It's called a Doberman pincher.
Well, that would probably be it. That would be one way to deter these burglars. They're starting to blur their homes on Google Maps, and they believe that that's going to deter potential burglars. They feel like these criminals are taking the time and they're researching homes. They're looking them up on Google Maps, trying to look at, I guess, where the front entrance is, or if there's a back entrance, or whatever the case may be. Like, they're casing them, and then they move in. I don't know if the criminals, are they that smart? They would take the time to do that. Do the criminals even know how to use Google Maps?
Well,
Serious question.
Sure, I imagine many of them do. Maybe not if they're old school burglars, but I would think
the millennial burglars, the Gen Z burglars
would
they
certainly
know.
Understand that, right? Yeah, yeah. I give them credit for that.
I don't know.
The smartest people in the world, but you don't have to be the smartest to use Google Maps.
So fine, you know how to use Google Maps. Do you think they're actually taking the time to scout out their targeted home on Google Maps before going there and breaking in? I don't think they're taking enough time to do that.
Probably not, unless they have a specific neighborhood targeted. Maybe they've decided that, you know, Carl's particular neighborhood would be a good one to go to because, you know.
No, Mark, we have our own private security now.
Because they have security.
I don't think that's a bad idea, though, because you guys did it, The Hill, but then there was another neighborhood somewhere in the city that also did it. I think the one that's near the zoo.
Dogtown.
Thank you. I think Dogtown.
St. Louis Hills and Dogtown both
did that too. I wouldn't be opposed to that, especially if police are so busy that they don't have time to be patrolling the area. And that's not their job to sit there and roam the streets of The Hill all the time. They've got other fish to fry. So I think that's a great idea. I'm not saying that blurring your home on Google Maps is a bad idea. I just don't know how much it would actually deter criminals. Now, what you should do is stop putting out, like, the new TV that you just mounted on your wall. Stop just putting the box out in front of your house. Don't put the box out from your new PlayStation or any new fancy gadget that you just got in plain sight, because that does matter. I mean, you're basically advertising, check out what you could steal from my house.
Or, and this would be a controversial idea, live in a neighborhood where you can put the box out and not worry about it.
Now, yes, but I would say, generally speaking, yes. And maybe if it's like a gated community, but I feel like some of these burglars are going to these fancier homes. I remember at KMOV covering some stories in these really nice neighborhoods.
Well,
not only home burglaries, but breaking into cars, because chances are the nicer neighborhoods are going to maybe have some more valuable things.
And also more guns. What did we learn? What important lesson?
No, just because they're rich doesn't mean they're going to be smart and actually be armed.
What important lesson were we reminded of yesterday? Why do people rob banks? Because that's where the money is, right? Then burglars are going to be drawn to areas where they're likely to get more expensive stuff. I don't know. When I get that 80-inch TV that I'm wanting, I'm putting the box out just to brag to my neighbors. What do you think?
Yeah, you should definitely do that. You should. I'm going to call up all the criminals I know. Hey, Mark Cox got a new TV.
Yeah. It's not me, man. It's Reardon. I heard Reardon bragging the other day about wanting this 100-inch TV or something when he was doing a spot for these people that install them, I guess. I don't know. It's been a while.
How many criminals do you know, Kim?
Lots. Scabby Joe, we talk all the time.
Corn Pop.
Corn Pop's a bad dude, Carl.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
There was a station out of Southern California that covered this story because I guess that's what a lot. It's crime is so bad in California under Gavin Newsom. It's so bad, Mark Cox, under Gavin Newsom's leadership that this is where it's like everybody there, I guess, is blurring their home on Google Maps. Listen to this.
We need to be up on how to better do ours.
It's an officer.
And that is a very good way for people to protect their homes.
So how can you blur your home or business on Google Maps? Well, it's actually a pretty easy process to get started. First, find your home or place of business on Google Maps. Go to the lower right corner of the screen and click on Report a Problem. You can then choose what you want blurred, answer a couple of questions, and then request Google to make the change.
So what a great idea. To harden your target, meaning to make your residence a little more anonymous.
Does that mean that I could request to have both of your homes blurred?
Maybe.
I'm just going to blur.
Depends on what
I'm
the questions
blur
are.
My whole neighborhood. They're generic questions. I don't think you have to really prove. I mean, you're just answering like a basic, you know, questionnaire on Google. I don't think you're proving that's where you live.
I think you'd have to be just a little bit on the edge of paranoid to want to do that. But if that's how you choose to protect your privacy, or you believe that protects your privacy, go right ahead. I know of a situation right now where some people just had a baby. It's not Trisha Siegman. And they have made the decision as a couple, I've been told, to show no pictures of their child on social media. They refuse to post any pictures. They won't let the grandparents do it, and they're not doing it themselves. Which in this day and age seems kind of odd because everybody puts pictures of their newborn on social media, right?
Yeah, I know someone who does that. I mean, I post pictures of Easton. You guys have probably seen them if you follow me on like Facebook, for example. I understand though why they're doing that. Some parents, the things that they post, like a lot of these back to school pictures, you know, the kids are always holding the really cute signs. They're adorable, but I don't think parents realize that they're. It's like, who's your teacher? What school are you going to? What grade are you in?
You can give up a lot of things.
There's way too much. And some of these like naked pictures of kids. Like, do you know how many creeps are out there? And you guys are showing. I don't know. Like, you just
naked. Who's putting naked pictures?
I've seen bathtub pictures.
Yeah, bathtub picture. Like,
well, if we've ever posted anything like that, the kid was covered up with a washcloth or something.
But that's my point. I'm saying there's pictures where it's not, and it's like, oh, they're cute running around naked. I'm like, what are you doing? There's weirdos out there who go out looking for that type of stuff. I'm not saying it happens often, but I've definitely seen them. So I think it's a good reminder that we do have to be careful. I mean, I agree. There's like, it goes past the point of like, okay, well, this is normal. This is just you're really paranoid. But yeah. I do think, especially as it relates to social media, it's just scary now in the dark web. And
just a good reminder, social media is with new parents that all newborn babies look like Winston Churchill.
No, Easton was adorable. Some babies do kind of look a little bit alien-ish.
They've gone through a hell of a lot of trauma at that moment in their life. I'm talking about newborns. It wears off quickly, but yeah.
Well, sometimes they're born, you know, with that cone-shaped head.
Well, I mean.
And it's so funny because if you don't do the research before and realize that that's very, very normal and that like within 24 hours it's going to be a normal-shaped head, people flip out because some of them really cone-shaped. Have you ever seen pictures of those?
Maybe you should blur those images out on social media.
Have you seen pictures, Carl?
I saw a picture of Dan Aykroyd.
That's not just one time, it's not just a C-section.
No, I'm saying C-sections don't have that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm saying because the way they're birthed. Why don't we talk about that, Carl? Can you go in depth about
vaginal births?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
We have gotten off track
all
here.
Of that for us, Carl.
She thought when she wrote down what she was going to talk about today, I think it was the crowning of vaginal births.
That is exactly what I wrote down that I wanted to talk about
when
today.
When she
Thank
wanted
you,
to
Carl.
Blur your homes, she thought that she would be able to get there.
I was thinking of all the possible topics we could go to.
Route.
And crowning was not one of them. But somehow, you know, Kim on a Whim really reminds you that it's a Friday.
You wouldn't.
Because the topic goes from blurring your home to deter burglars to crowning.
You would need Google Maps to follow that path that you took to get there. Do you know how to use that, Google Maps?
No.
I'm just asking.
Could you walk me through it?
You just have to answer some questions.
Yeah.
My oh my.
Carl,
thank
are we
you,
going day drinking again today?
Carl?
Yes.
Are you,
okay,
did you guys
nice.
Drink this morning before work?
No, of course not. No. Carl might have had some at the Muni. I don't know. Do they serve beer at the Muni?
They do.
Ah, nice.
They had, actually, at the Culver last night, they had their end-of-the-year drink, which is called Everything in a Bucket.
Everything that's left over, they
yes.
just pour it in there?
Yeah.
Ugh. Recipe for a headache.
No, it was good.
Wait, before we go to commercial break, Jody's saying you need to do like what they did on Home Alone. You have the whole system. How cool would that be if you could set up like cutouts and they're on a track and they move around and you have, you know, they're moving with the music. I love that movie.
I've always been fascinated by those burglary stories where there was a business owner who kept having repeated break-ins at his store. So he put a pad right inside of the window.
With nails.
And no, electrified it.
Oh.
And when the guy jumped through the window the next time, he hit it. And I believe he either got severely injured or died. And they charged the store owner.
What?
For the guy's death. He got, yeah. But I mean, I'm like, this is crazy. This criminal shouldn't have been there in the first place. So you hear stories like that throughout the years of things happening like that, or setting up something like that where somebody would come in and get injured, but who shouldn't have been there to begin with. And then they sue the guy that set it up because they got injured while breaking into
that's
their property.
That's insane.
I think that's
brilliant
society
to put
we
that,
live in.
That thing. I would love to put like a mat with nails sticking up.
I know.
And if you try to
Thank
go into
you.
The fr- break into the front door or the window, have fun.
Oops.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm with you. We've got it all figured out. And now we're back to the crime story again.
We really covered a lot of topics for Kim on a Whim today. Thank you guys for your input. Carl,
do
especially
the exact
you.
Same one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tend to.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.